Not only is the Guard making it easier for Alaska Natives to join up, it's seeking them out. And that's because of soldiers like Specialist David Smart.
My grandfather would take me out to the bay and set a net for whitefish.
Smart, 28, who grew up in Hooper Bay, is a third-generation serviceman. His grandfather inspired him to join the military.
Going through the house, cleaning up, came across his discharge papers and his medals.
Smart says he's lucky to have this job.
It's pretty hard to try to get a job in village because there's only so many places to work.
Smart is one of a relatively small number of Alaska Natives to get into the Guard in recent days, but that might change. The new program relaxes requirements for the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, or ASVAB, a general knowledge test that the Guard admits favors native English speakers when it's a second language for many Alaska Natives. The Guard is going to make it easier to get in, and what it wants in return is something Alaska Natives already have.
Somebody that grows up in rural Alaska lives the weather. They don't watch it on the Weather Channel.
That's Bob Dole from the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Dole says that not only do Alaska Natives make better soldiers in the Arctic, practicing subsistence makes them better soldiers in general.
Studies found that those from rural locations who are active outdoors are better able to spot patterns and changes in patterns.
Dole says this increased awareness can mean life or death. He says, why would military spend years training people when it's already done? Something Specialist David Smart agrees with.
If somebody fish, you feed them a day. Teach them how to fish, you feed them for life.
Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott, traveling with Dole to Bethel to spread the news about the recruitment thrust, says in the face of a troubling fiscal situation, he still supports increased enlistment.
It comes at a difficult time because the state does not have financial resources to significantly support such an effort.
Malott says he remembers when the military was a major leadership avenue for Western Alaskans, and he wants to get back to that place.
As a young man, having grown up in Southeast Alaska and traveled the state, the National Guard was once a major presence in rural Alaska, and it was a point of inspiration.
Malott echoes a thought frequently heard in many of the state's rural locations, and indeed throughout much of Indian country in the lower 48. Now the effort is underway to rebuild that force. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.